is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a streetlamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing.
Good evening, folks. This is Maggie Rose, guest host for Jeffrey Bennett and The Edge of Darkness here with Republic Broadcasting Network. Be proud to be bringing you another edition of The Edge of Darkness here. Today's date is Friday, January 13th, 2023, and the time is 5:04 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Mountain Time. I, your host, Maggie Rose, am really thrilled to see some of you are coming back again and again, and I'm sure Jeffrey Bennett and Mike, our owner and board engineer, appreciate your loyalty as well. Now, remember, Republic Broadcasting Network is purely listener-supported, and 99.99% of all of us here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We are all volunteers. Some of the people here have their own businesses and advertise their own businesses and wares, but we are purely listener supported, and we count on you patronage to those people that are sponsors here trying to help keep Republic Broadcasting Network up on the air, being one of the top broadcasting networks here on the internet. And so I strongly encourage you all, please, whenever you can see to it, to please send a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network. If you go to the website there, you will see the address and everything of where you can send your generous donations to. It can be as little as $5 a month or even more, whatever you can afford. Again, we understand in today's very difficult times with the price of gas and food and everything that is going up, that sometimes some people are really struggling to just pay their water bill. And we understand that. But we also know that, you know, we need the support in order to be able to keep our equipment up and running and keep things going forward. And so we are very grateful to those of you that are supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, folks, as you know, that for the most part, we are a pretty conservative network, and there is nothing wrong with conservatism, even though we see that conservatives are being attacked left and right. We're already understanding right now that there's a lot of things going to be coming down the pike, and we're hearing from many people that have been able to make predictions in the past, who have been very accurate, really spot on, who have been warning us that something is still coming, that other things are still coming. And of course, you all know that mankind has freedom of choice and free will. And unfortunately, the globalists and the elitists, they do not care about us. They do not care about what is best for we the people. And so when we have people out there talking about conspiracy theories and, you know, they're saying we're full of gloom and doom, we're not. What we're trying to do is wake you up, not to put fear porn on your plate, but to wake you up to what has happened in the past, what could happen in the present and the future, especially if we don't have more of us massing together and working together to take back this country. And for those of you around the world, some of you have been fighting back stronger than the people in the United States have been doing. Now, that says a lot. I think what's going on here in the U.S. especially is some people have gotten just too comfortable. They've gotten basically what we would say fallen asleep at the wheel. They think that nothing really bad could happen to them or happen to this country. And they really don't see what has happened over the last 20, 30 years. There's people out there that have called themselves conservative, and yet they're the first ones turning around and attacking the people that are conservative. I mean, you know, one of the things that many people were stressing with me was about Trump. And much of what I'm sharing with you is not just coming out of my opinions or coming out of, you know, fantasy land, but my own experiences and looking at the pattern of what has been going on. What happened in Waco, I had people with boots on the ground that came back from that, that were in the military with me, that shared the heartache of what they were discovering. I had worked for a couple alphabet soup agencies, one of them which was down there in Waco at the time, and discovered some of the people that I used to work with had turned traitor against our own country. There was treason going on here. Many people don't want to believe that what happened with the Oklahoma Federal Building and what happened with the towers was an inside job. Folks, I know that you're all just trying to survive right now, and we're all just trying to get day to day through our lives, raising our children, going to work, holding down jobs, paying our bills, being taxed through the yin yang. I understand that. But if you make the excuse that I'm just trying to survive, I'm too busy to worry about what's happening now or what might happen in the future, and I just want to play along to get along, that is the wrong answer. That is not an American. That is not a patriot. Because if you don't look at history and learn from it, history will repeat itself. And we are all very much in the knowledge now that we have some elitist that are now blatantly in our face telling us what they plan to do for us now and into the future. they started sharing these things with us 10, 15, 20 years ago through some of the made-up movies we were watching on TV. We were being dumbed down by the movies and the violence we were watching. We were being dumbed down by the films we were watching in the theater. Our children were being dumbed down with the violent video games that many of us parents have allowed our children to play before they even hit high school. Shame on us. Shame on us. You know, many of you really don't know who I am. None of us really know the other person next door to us. And some cases, many of us don't even know ourselves. We all have, yes, a very dark side. And we also have a very light side. And it's up to each one of us which of those sides that we are going to concentrate the most on. A lot of us are not going to churches any longer because we found that organized religion is all about control and generating more and more money for the ministers and for all the people that are working through that church and that religion. Yes, we have to pay for the buildings. We have to pay for the electricity to keep the lights on in the church. We have to keep for the water to run the water through the bathrooms. We get all that. But some of these mega churches have so indoctrinated their people, so controlled them through emotionalism and manipulation. And these men who call themselves ministers or pastors of these mega churches are now living in multi-million dollar homes. And you are all okay with that? Well, we're seeing that children are starving in the Appalachian Mountains. We're seeing that children are starving. Maybe they're lucky if they get one meal a day that's a decent meal, and usually that's just during a school day at the school if they get free breakfasts and lunches. We're struggling so much financially as a country, and yet these pastors and ministers in these mega churches are raking in millions upon millions of dollars and living in mansions with 30 and 40 bedrooms and 20 bathrooms and these huge big estates. And you don't find a problem with that. I don't think God, if whatever you believe the creator of God to be, or Jesus Christ, you believe he was the son of God, came here to teach us lessons on earth. If this was the intention for there to be all these many different religions and for people to capitalize on it the way they've been doing. I don't begrudge a pastor or minister making enough to be able to pay his mortgage payment and keep the lights on in his home and feed his own children. But millions upon millions of dollars, bringing in 5,000-10,000 people on a Sunday with one or two or three services and these big, huge auditoriums. And all these people out there that are struggling financially, but somehow they're being duped out of writing out $20, $30, $40, $100 checks on a Sunday to keep a minister or pastor in the lifestyle of being a multimillionaire. I have a problem with that. Everything is off kilter now, the way that we all were raised that life was supposed to go, of service to mankind. Many of us have been doing radio for 10, 20, you know, myself almost 30 years, and I've never received one penny from doing radio and never asked to. Have been encouraged many times to do a podcast. Maybe one of these days I will, but I never went into this for the money. And people here on Republic Broadcasting Network, the staff and people that are trying to keep this network going, now they are eking out a very minimal, modest, basically what I call a survival job. So when you turn around and you look at the church in your community and you're saying, okay, you know, every Sunday you're doing Bible study, or Wednesday you're doing Bible study, and you're doing this and that for the people in the community, but it's minimal, minimal at best. So who are they really serving? Are they holding services to basically keep people emotionally inspired and motivated? And some people said, that's all I need. I just need all this hope. But I've walked into so many organized religions and organized churches, finding it's just a bunch of Bible thumping. And by the time I came out of a 2 hour, 1 to 2 to 3 hour service, one service was from 10:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening of a Pentecostal church that I visited for the first time. And I came out feeling not uplifted and inspired, but feeling like I was the most sinful thing crawling on the earth. I don't want to walk out of a building of an organized religion feeling like the only person that is got the right to sit at the hand of God is the minister or pastor, the holier than thou. And yet some of the pastors and ministers that I was around growing up as a child, when I was exposed to the Baptist church, the Presbyterian, and the free evangelical, they were acting holier than thou on a Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they were cheating on their wife. They were gambling at the races. They were doing all the things that they were preaching to their congregation that they should not be doing. And one of the things some of these pastors and ministers are doing now is telling their flock to go get these shots, to go get these vaxes. This was where basically Trump and I split the sheets. It's because people were trying to tell me that, you know, he was only doing what his medical and science advisors were telling him, and that if he didn't do this, people would turn on him because it would be all these people dying from the COVID. And so he started talking about warp speed and, you know, and everybody should go get a shot, and he'd gotten a shot and he's doing just perfectly fine. And then my father-in-law died, and 8 days later, my mother died. Father-in-law of two heart attacks. My mother of blood clots, and oh yes, she was also euthanized by Kaiser Permanente, but we won't go there today. And, you know, and the Pfizer killed three of my cousins, and I've lost at least two or three acquaintances and or good friends to both the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, and the J&J. And so I'm sitting here thinking, now why would Trump still today, even now, he's still acting like the shots and the boosters are okay? Someone said, you know what? Did you ever stop and think that this wonderful president that has done so much good for this country, that maybe he has financial interest in these big pharmaceuticals? Wow. I thought with his millions upon millions of dollars and all his financial interest and everything, I never stopped to think that maybe he might also have financial interest in Pfizer or Moderna, or that he might have been blackmailed. We don't know. But what we do know is when we hear him and see him still pushing for people to go and get the boosters, that is when I had to say, Trump, I have to back off, and I cannot support you the way I used to. Because I have seen these shots maiming people and killing people left and right. That brings us to our first story of today. The U.S. Army vaccine mandate repeal does not apply to National Guard and Reserves. Now, this is interesting, folks, because when I was in the military, my first 4 years in the military, I was active duty, Vietnam era, okay, back in the mid-70s. And we got our normal shots. Sometimes they gave us two shots in one day. You would walk into a room or a doorway, and there'd be someone on either side, and you'd be getting shot with these like air pistols where they would shoot the medication into your arm, and you didn't dare flinch, even though you may not be aware it was going on. It was catching you off guard because it would then cut you. You would literally get cut like someone had taken a knife to your arm. So nowadays, they'll line the soldiers up in a big long line, and they're standing behind each other, watching the person in front of them who has a soldier, a medic on one side and a medic on the other, and they're both coming at them from getting both arms at the same time as they're walking down the line. So you'll see the soldier ahead of you getting the shot. You're a little bit less likely to flinch. But they were also experimenting on us, and we weren't aware of that at the time because we weren't given informed consent. We were not given informed consent. And everybody, even a military person whose body is owned by the DOD, Department of Defense, has the right to have informed consent. All these shots being forced on people and then being kicked out of the military if they would not take one of those vaxes. Well, we've heard recently that now it's been stopped, and that now those people who were given the shots, who were dying, or now all of a sudden have HIV or cancer, a huge explosion of HIV, a huge explosion of cancer, a huge explosion of autoimmune diseases. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in our VA hospitals in the days ahead. But many of those people that were kicked out of the military because they refused to take experimental altering, life-altering gene therapy with no known side effects, with not being told what their repercussions could be. Now they're being told that they can come back in the military, they can regain the jobs they had, the rank they had, and be given all their back pay. Now that was a good thing, right? You would say, Maggie Rose, that is a really good thing. But there's a problem here. Even though all the former U.S. Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Air Force, they were kicked out because they refused to become guinea pigs. And they were learning more and more of the death and dying taking place sometimes within minutes and hours of taking the shot, which is not, you know, just a coincidence. Now they're told that Austin, who should never be in the position he's in because he's retired military, so he should not be in the position and the job he's holding. That is unconstitutional. But since when do the Democrats ever care about our Constitution? And since when have the Americans really stood up and fought back for their U.S. Constitution and their own state's Constitution? Everybody is too afraid to. Just like everybody is too afraid not to voluntarily sign away all their pertinent financial information and their life story to the IRS and to the federal government, because they might have an example made of them. Everybody has been going along to get along, playing along to get along because of fear and threats of retribution, threats of retaliation, if we don't go along with the deep state and the New World Order. But now an article just came out, and this is a newspaper that is received by many people all across the United States of America, and it's called the Roseburg Beacon. It happens to be a very conservative newspaper in Oregon. And this is in the January 4th through January 10th, 2023, Volume 16, Issue 1. It says the U.S. Army is now saying the vaccine mandate repeal does not apply to National Guard and Reserves. Isn't that interesting? Because during my 35 years, yes, 35 years in the military, 10 of them active duty from 74 to 78, from 90 to 91, and from 2010 to 2014. Those were my 10 years active duty under what we call Title 10. During the rest of my 35 years, the other 25 years in uniform, in boots, was spent in both the National Guard in three different states, Oregon, California, and Hawaii, and in the Army Reserves. And during that time, they were forcing the anthrax shots on our soldiers. You had to take the anthrax or you'd be kicked out of the military. And all kinds of things were happening to my soldiers who, while I was back here on the mainland doing the training and preparing them medically to be combat medics, to be medical corpsmen, to be 68 whiskeys, to be licensed nurses, they were coming back reporting to us the multitude of shots they were given in one day. They were coming back reporting to me of being forced to take the anthrax shot and what was happening to them physically right after taking it. So being that I was also on the sideline, an assistant private investigator for a PI who was also in the military part-time with me at that time, and because I was my own investigative reporter and a journalist, I did my own research and I talked to no fewer than seven veterinarians. And of the seven, four of them had to take the anthrax every year. Why is that? Because those were the only four out of the seven veterinarians that actually worked with hoofed animals. We're talking about cows, horses, chickens. The little rhyme. It was the horses, pigs, and cows, and sheep, the goats. The goats and the sheep and the horses and the cows are all hoofed animals. And when you have a hoofed animal, you are prone to something called anthrax. And so these particular veterinarians, four out of the seven, were the only ones that worked with the hoofed animals. And they had to take an anthrax shot every year to prevent them from getting the actual anthrax. My question to them was, why is it then they're giving anthrax to my soldiers who are going overseas to Iraq and Afghanistan, to the sandbox, to Egypt? They said, we don't know, because we know for a fact they're not being given the real anthrax shot that we're given. Well, then what are they being given? We don't know. And of course, the soldiers are never told. And some of them, when they go back to get their medical records, will find out that that portion of their medical records has disappeared, or there was no notation made that they ever took it. Which is really easy for the military to do that, because what they just do is they round all you up. And if there's 300 of you in a company, they make sure every one of you 300 gets that needle between Friday night and Sunday evening before you go home. And they don't note it down. Isn't that interesting? So, of course, okay, so we'll get to that in a minute. So when we do take some calls, folks, please make your calls short, sweet, make a comment or ask a question so we can go on to some other topics we're going to be covering tonight. So I want you to know that what happened with the Oklahoma Federal Building was all of the records from the soldiers in Desert Shield, Desert Storm were brought to the Oklahoma Federal Building, and they were being stored in the lobby of the veteran clinic, the VA clinic there on one of the top floors. Plus, the Oklahoma Federal Building was a repository of all the records on the truth of John F. Kennedy and the assassination, Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Also a repository of the records that would have indicted Hillary Clinton were all brought there, and the judge had ordered that those records were to be released to him by the end of the week. Isn't it interesting that all of a sudden that building went up and it wasn't Timothy McVeigh? He was a patsy and he was made to basically be a martyr to protect his own family by being willing to take the blame and not go through a long trial process, because we wanted to give the American government, all the American people, somebody to blame. But the truth was, it was an inside job done by our own ATF and by our own federal agents. And it was interesting that none of the BATF and very few of the FBI agents, if any, were in the building in their own offices when that happened a few minutes after 9 o'clock on that morning. So stop and think about that one. It was an inside job. People heard bombs going off underneath their feet in the stairwells. It was an inside job, just as we know that the towers was also an inside job. The man who had the buildings around it all of a sudden got huge insurance on his buildings prior to that happening. And all the people, well-to-do royalty, you know, the elitists of the New World Order who were shopping in downtown Manhattan and New York, were told at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning to not even put on their clothes, but go downstairs, jump in their limousines and take off, because they knew what was coming and they wanted to get all the rich elitists out of New York and lower Manhattan. Stop and think about it, folks. Just because that was 22 years ago doesn't mean it doesn't have any significance today, and we just go along like it never happened. I want you to realize that what is going on today, you'll look back on in 5 or 10 years and say, oh yeah, these people, these conservative talk show hosts, they warned us like they were warning us in the 90s, and we didn't listen to them, and look what happened in 2019, 2020, and 2021. Okay, the first call is, hello, this is Maggie Rose with Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. Who do we have today?
Francis from North Carolina.
Hello, Francis.
Hey, young lady. How are you doing?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you so much for calling in to Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. Francis, what can we do for you this evening?
Well, we'll make this short, sweet, and quick as I can, so you'll have to bear with me for a moment. One, I have to applaud you for that matter. Secondly, whenever people serve honorably in the military, they're viewed as guinea pigs. Hence the reason why I think of the song by Pink Floyd called The Dogs of War.
Yes.
Thirdly, the aspect of how the various things like the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and so forth ad nauseam occur, it is all for, they call it shock and awe, but in reality it's to fearmonger into the everyday person if they're even thinking about it or not thinking about it. People have become numb and they think, well, too bad, so sad, as to what's going on around them, and think they can do nothing about it, when in reality they have the authority to control the situations around them if they wish to do so. They have given their authority away, And so they think they are completely helpless or should. Well, as I had one person tell me that they're at wit's end about what to do about their children, I said, no, dear, you're not at wit's end. You're not helpless. You just have to contemplate how to deal with your children, and that's it, in a loving fashion. So with that, I applaud you on your actions, as I said before. Have a great weekend. Play hard. And usually I would say, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and its various variants.
Now, Francis, what state are you from, darling?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I'm on the east side of North Carolina. Actually, I'm not that far away, really, from Interstate 95.
Okay, so can you share with us what you know about what's been going on with Camp Lejeune?
Oh, with Camp Lejeune, obviously there's a lot of covering up going on from what I have derived from the so-called news reports and so forth. And there's like story after story after story, like an onion laying over. Hence the adage that if you tell one lie, you have to tell another one to keep covering it up. So chances are there was, it's more of a U.S.-based, dare I say, biological test going on. Dare
right.
I say that?
Yes, and go ahead and say it.
Well, you know, they've had, well, I remember the situation with Plum Island and their genetic engineering and bioengineering or whatever have you, modification. And then they move it to other bases around the world, hence Wuhan and so forth. Especially after they unraveled the human genome back in the 90s, hence they opened up Pandora's box. So whenever, I mean, people serve in the military honorably, but that does not mean that the heads of those military factions are honorable themselves. If they can weaponize something to gain control over the masses, they will do it and not think twice about it, as long as they get in the pockets layered. The aspect of the biological warfare is still going on. I refer to it as people talk about World War III being a terrible idea. Yes, it is, considering what we went through with number two and let alone number one. But guess what? We are in World War III now.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not going to have to deal with dropping a bomb or a military firearm hitting someone in the streets of the U.S. It's about biological warfare. Now,
yes.
With that being said, people freak out about what they can do to protect themselves outside of taking a shot jab, which is straight out murder to start with, and using alcohol and antiseptic for cleaning your hands and so forth, which dries out the skin and leaves it open for a virus or a bacteria or a germ to get into your skin, your epidural area. Losing lotion to help seal that skin layer will keep that person protected from something like that, as long as they are taking care of their immune system that they were birthed with and given as a gift at birth. You abuse that, you're going to lose it. You take care of it, you have a great protection against anything imaginable. Dare I say that one? So,
well,
my dear, believe
me. Awesome.
Well, you know, I'm very loaded with a lot of different information I have gathered over the decades. When I look back on, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that they should have, people should have seen this stuff coming down the road, you know, months and years or whatever prior to this.
Right. And didn't I say that at the beginning of the show, Francis?
Thank you. And quite frankly, as I tell my other half, because my other half calls me a conspiracy theorist, I said, well, dear, there's a difference between a conspiracy theorist and a conspiracy fact. There's a difference.
Thank you.
And
thank
two,
you.
Whenever I wear a conical hat for Halloween, a couple of years back before this whole fiasco went on, yes, I call it a fiasco, I had it covered with a hologram tape on it. And so whenever someone would look at me kind of funny and laugh, I said, yes, I admit, I'm a conspiracy theory, temple hat-wearing witch. And so they, of course, they'd get a kick out and a good laugh, but it made them think. Which
well,
is
Francis,
one thing I, yeah,
Francis,
I apologize.
No. I want to let you know, it is so refreshing that, because there's so many women out there and men that are like putting their heads in the sand and their butts up in the air, and they don't even want to know. It's like, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. It's because the fear porn has gotten to them. In the last three generations, we've been dumbed down where we're not using our critical thinking skills.
Bingo. They're acting like an ostrich. And the thing is that if you're behaving like an ostrich, guess what? The soul that you're sticking your head into to try to hide from what's going on around you, it's being poisoned right around your head.
Yes.
You're not free of it. So snap out of it. Wake up.
Thank you, Francis. That was Francis, folks, from North Carolina. Thank you again. It's good to have you here.
Play
our next caller now, Mike, is?
Bob in Colorado. Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
And I'm fine, sir. Thank you for calling in to RBN.
Well, I've been calling in to RBN for quite a few years. It just depends on what the topic is. But I am really seeing a big shift in the, I guess, the woke people, that they are starting to see a change. And they're like, wait a minute, what? It's going on, and I think we are at the premise to where we might actually be to a point there where we can start bringing people into the truth.
Well, I would hope so. You know, I was so fed up with Bob, with the Democrat Party and Republican Party and all the crap that's been going on. And the Republican Party, as my friend Juan O'Savin said, is a captured operation. And he said, you know what, we can't help people in each of their states. Each state is going to have to solve their own problems. And of course, the state of Oregon has been captured by the very far liberal progressives for the last 40 years. And they've been stealing all the elections. They've been cheating right in our face. And it didn't start getting bad until they started pushing upon us the mail-in ballots, you know. And so that is when they were able to basically keep any conservatives from ever really having any kind of a foothold to have Oregon going forward. Now, the Republican Party has dropped by more than 20% in Oregon in the last 20 years, and the Democrat Party has increased by 30%. But we're not talking about the good Democrats, and there are good Democrats out there. We're talking about the liberals that are really the Marxists and communists. And too many people here in Oregon are saying, we're struggling just to survive. We can't deal with the politics. So many of them are not even turning out to vote, and many people are believing that their vote is just a game to keep us classified, that our votes will never mean anything because the deep state and the elitists don't really want. So what they do, they play a game, like letting us think that we are able to determine our own lives. We're able to make decisions for the way we want our lives to be run. But they're playing all these games like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
But you realize that some of these Democrats, I live here in Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
And Polis sat there, and he actually sent buses up, and now they are busting him. So there is a big backlash with these Democratic cities now that are saying, hey, you want to send them up the border? We're going to send them up to you. And I think now we are at a certain point that either we're going to wake up now and understand, you know what, we're being freaking taken over, or just sit there and watch Oprah.
Bob, we're kind of losing you there, Bob. Can
okay.
you get a little closer to the mic, maybe? Or
no, I'm on my home phone.
There you go. Now you're back to normal. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mike.
Hello? Anyway, you are right about that, Bob. And the thing is that what we need more people to do is say, you want to go ahead and you want to let these people come over the border, then we're going to send them to all your Democrat cities and all your Democrat governors and all your Democrat mayors and see how they like it. In fact, I think they did ship some of them out to the East Coast, where all the rich elitists go to, where the Kennedys and everybody has all their property. And boy, you know, where they were trying to say out there, those rich elitists, oh, we're all inclusive, everybody's welcome in our lives. And the minute they had all these people from south of the border being brought into their little wealthy gated communities, boy, they really weren't very happy about that, were they?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, Polis, I think, really understood. And I don't know how much of a true liberal he is, but I think he's like, you know what, we've had a state, we have hunting, we have all this other stuff, and I don't want to screw up my state. So he was like, you know what, if we can find a way to get these illegals up there, which our president is bringing in, then how can the president, how can Chicago, and how can New York sit there and say, whoa, you're invading us. Well, look at the freaking Texas border.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what, Bob? I want to thank you for calling into the show. I want to read something to the listeners out there. This came out of the American Free Press. This is volume 22, issue 53 and 54. It's the December 26th and January 2nd, 2023 American Free Press. I have written for this. It used to be called the American Spotlight. I've written off and on for the American Free Press since 2020. Since 2002. I started writing off and on for the American Free Press since 2002. I've written both under my birth name, which is ending in Jansen, and also in my AKA of Maggie Rose. And this article came out by the American Free Press staff. The border implosion right now, members of both parties are now criticizing Biden's policy on the Mexican border. It goes on to say, rounding out 2022, Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas, told reporters that he paid a visit to a Border Patrol illegal immigrant holding center in his district just outside of El Paso on December 16th, 2022. In multiple interviews, the congressman played shocking video he took of conditions there, revealing how disastrous the Joe Biden immigration policies have been, not just for the United States, but for the immigrants themselves, many of whom have spent months and months locked away while they wait to be processed. 4 years ago, in late June 2018, while Donald Trump was president, far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat, also known as AKA AOC, posed for photographs at one of the many border camps near where Gonzalez visited. In one now infamous picture, AOC can be seen in a spotless white jumpsuit, leaning against a chain link fence, doubled over and supposedly crying over what she said were immigrants being held in cages. At the time, Border Patrol officials were quick to explain that immigrants were not being held in cages. They were actually separated into blocks by chain link fencing inside large rooms for the purpose of keeping track of all the illegal immigrants in the detention center that had been caught sneaking across the U.S. border. Today, even though conditions are much worse than when she visited in 2018, AOC is nowhere to be seen because Biden, a Democrat and not Trump, is in charge of how the U.S. policies are border now. In photos given to reporters by Gonzalez's staff, illegal immigrants in the detention center can be seen piled up on top of each other, sleeping under cheap silver reflective blankets, separated by chain link fences, just as they were when AOC was traumatized several years ago. Gonzalez says when he took the video, 4,600 immigrants were in federal custody, but capacity in that one center is only supposed to be holding 1,040. Quote, what I saw shocked me and I wanted to share it with the world, Gonzalez told reporters. It's not about politics. It's not about trying to create this image that isn't there. This is reality. These are the facts and we're not even at the worst of it yet, unquote. Recently, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts put what he said would be a temporary hold on ending the Trump-era immigration policy called Title 42 that was set to end on December 21st. The policy was enacted at the height of the COVID pandemic, giving immigration authorities the power to swiftly expel illegal immigrants who may pose a health risk to the United States. The Biden administration petitioned the court to have the policy ended, okay? Gonzalez, whose district butts up against the border, wants the policy to remain well into 2023, saying, quote, "We have a crisis at our southern border. Never before in our nation's history have we experienced the scope and scale of illegal border crossings." So that's just part of the article, folks. So, you know, what Bob is bringing up in Colorado, what we're seeing in California, what Governor Newsom is allowing to take place there. These illegals have been shipped up into Oregon and up into Washington State in the dead of night in huge vans with license plates that say Arizona or New Mexico or Texas. They're being planted by being flown all around the country, planted in small communities and out-of-the-way areas where there isn't that big of a populace thinking that there won't be such an outcry if the American people don't see this going on. In fact, former governor, Democrat Kate Brown, she herself purchased some land in Harney County and other places of eastern Oregon. She bought a building where she said she's going to be housing homeless. And what we found out is she's probably going to be putting illegals there and then getting federally subsidized money for putting illegals in these apartment buildings there in Harney County, in the town of Burns and the town of Hines. This is wrong, folks. Now, I did want to get back to the vaccine mandate again, because the Army is saying the vaccine mandate repeal does not apply to National Guard or reserves. That's wrong. We already know they've been experimenting on many National Guard and reserves, and they are the majority of the ones going overseas. They're the ones that are coming back with cancer and autoimmune diseases and HIV, which we now believe that some of these inoculations were made with a byproduct from the HIV virus. It says here, and this is the guest contributor of the WND News Services, the Army's latest guidance on COVID-19 states that a provision in Congress's defense bill overturning the service-wide vaccination mandate does not apply to orders given to the National Guard or reserves, according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. The 2023 National Defense Authorization Act had ordered the Department of Defense, the DOD, to rescind the August 24th, 2021 memo ordering full COVID-19 vaccination for military service members, including the Ready Reserve and the National Guard. However, an update to the Army's virus policy, dated December 22nd, says the provision does not address a second memo from November applying the mandate to the National Guard and Reserves and preventing the unvaccinated members mobilized under the state rather than federal orders from being paid, the documents show. The Department of Defense formally withdrew the COVID-19 vaccine mandate after President Joe Biden signed the bill into law December 23rd. An official policy document shows, but quote, the fiscal year 2023 NDAA does not address the Secretary of Defense's directive regarding COVID-19 vaccine for members of the National Guard and Ready Reserve, Annex AAAA, unquote, according to Frago 35, an update to Headquarter DA EXORD, EXORD 225-21. Let me repeat that. Frago, F-R-A-G-O 35, which is an update to HQDA, EXORD, E-X-O-R-D 225-21, which describes the Pentagon's COVID-19 policy that was obtained by the DCNF. Quote, commands will continue to adhere to Annex AAAA and to paragraphs 3.D, like in dog, point 21, dash 3.D, like in dog, point 23, unless and until Annex AAAA is superseded or rescinded by the Secretary of Defense, the document stated. The memo is ordering National Guard troops to meet vaccine deadlines in order to participate in all training, drills, and other state duties under Title 32. And stripped funding for members who spurned the vaccine. It also instructed Army and Air Force leaders to create similar policies applying to reserve forces. However, the Army's latest guidance appears at odds with the official DOD statements to comply with the law. Quote, the department is pausing all actions for all service members related to the COVID-19 mandates to include separation, unquote, said DOD spokesperson Major Charlie Diaz, who said in a statement to the DCNF. So, folks, short of it, we can talk about this in future shows. They're saying one thing, but they're coming in a back door and they're doing something else, okay? They're not using the same policy across the board. They're actually abusing and physically harming National Guard and Reservists. They know that they can't do this to their active duty Army, Air Force, active duty Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard any longer. But they seem to think they can continue to bring harm to our National Guard, Army and Air Force National Guard, and all of our reserves. So again, that is the Roseburg Beacon, January 4th to January 10th, 2023, Volume 16, Issue 1 on the first page. Now, I also want to cover before the end of the show, abortion activists vandalized a pro-life billboard with creepy message, which is entitled Kill Them Kids. I'm looking at a picture of a baby, a beautiful baby girl, and it says on it, protect the babies. And it says heartbeat is at 18 days. Somebody has climbed up there and has taken a black marker-like paint and blackened out with two X's each of the eyes of this tiny baby infant girl, and then wrote across the billboard, kill them kids, K-I-L-L-T-H-E-M-K-I-D-S. Somebody who's pro-abortion has gotten up on this huge billboard and again, blackened out with two X's, the eyes of the baby, and then across it put kill them kids. This article was by Michaela Bilger, who said, on a pro-life billboard in Oregon, someone spray-painted the hateful words kill them kids on January 2nd, the latest in a wave of attacks on pro-life organizations. KOIN6 News reports that the vandal also painted black X's over the baby's eyes and covered up a pregnancy help phone number. The billboard is located on Sandy Boulevard in Northeast Portland. Wow, that's Tina Kotek's territory, isn't it? Again, the billboard is located on Sandy Boulevard in Northeast Portland. Pro-Life Across America director Mary Ann Kurisky, whose organization sponsored the billboard, told KOIN Channel 6 News that they plan to replace it with a new one. The billboard shows the photo of a baby next to the messages, quote, protect the babies and heartbeat is at 18 days from conception, unquote. Pro-Life Across America has set up billboards across the country that promote the value of babies in the womb and direct women to pregnancy resources. Many have been vandalized in recent years. Here is more from the report. The Portland Police Bureau told KOIN 6 News that it's unclear if any police reports have been filed in connection to the vandalism at this time. KOIN 6 also reached out to Pro-Life Across America and the owner of the billboard, Outfront Media, about the incident. And of course, folks, there's a lot more to that story beside that. What I did want to do here is I wanted to present to you some things that were sent to me to give us some food for thought before we go into this weekend, folks, which I think is very important. These are things we need to be thinking about, okay? One of those things is this article came out, who can ever trust pharma criminals that are repeat offenders year in and year out? How can anyone ever trust anyone who works for Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Merck, or any of the other vaccine-making gangsters who function like repeat offenders who should all be in prison serving hard time? There is a total lack of transparency in the most important realm of medicine where we're supposed to be beating back a pandemic. This surely won't, quote, flatten the curve, unquote, or snuff the spread of COVID. Doctors and nurses across America are being misinformed with disinformation and improperly educated to pass on false information to their patients that recklessly endangers their lives with gene therapy injections that kill and maim for life more people than they are saving. Within just a few months of distribution, executives and scientists of Pfizer knew about more than 50,000 serious adverse reactions caused by their COVID vaccine that were reported in the first couple of months, and they told nobody. Pfizer admitted in secret to the FDA that the mRNA COVID vaccines can cause, quote, enhanced disease, unquote, which intensifies the pandemic. The FDA, under the heading of safety concerns that the mRNA jabs can cause vaccine-associated enhanced diseases, or VAED, which can be a respiratory infection dysfunction also. Imagine that. The COVID virus is a respiratory infection from a virus genetically altered by humans in a laboratory, and the vaccine for that virus infection causes the human respiratory system to suffer an enhanced respiratory disease. Talk about pouring gasoline on a fire. So the FDA knew this. Pfizer knew this, and still they were granted, quote, emergency use approval, unquote, to further infect millions of Americans without them ever knowing a thing. The secret document also revealed over 1,200 deaths and over 42,000 adverse reports, totaling nearly 160,000 adverse reactions from the Pfizer mRNA jab alone. Folks, this is Maggie Rose. You're listening to Jeffrey Bennett's The Edge of Darkness here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I, Maggie Rose, I thank you for tuning in, and I'll be back Monday from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Mountain. You all have a very safe weekend, and if you go out there in this rain or these storms, make sure you buckle up with your seatbelt. God bless and good night.
Walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.